This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Jen Sheehan. Today, we're talking about reentry. California was recently granted an extension to meet the federal government's mandate to reduce its prison population. That extension came with specific requirements. For example, the federal court ordered the state to incorporate more programs like San Francisco's reentry pod to help prepare inmates for release. KALW's Holly Kernan sat down with San Francisco's chief adult probation officer, Wendy Still, to discuss some of the changes.
So we just took this tour of the reentry pod. Can you tell me, you worked for 30 years in California's prisons before taking over 4.5 years ago as the adult probation, chief probation officer. What did you see over that time that led you to decide we need to create this kind of reentry program?
Well, a main problem that I saw with the system grew from approximately 33,000 inmates up to about 170,000 inmates during the period that I worked for the California prison system. And we went from 12 prisons to 33 prisons. And there was such a high recidivism rate, it was about 77%. And the inmate failure was based upon the lack, in my mind, of readiness for and programs when the individuals are released from state prison and going home, right?
I mean, I don't know if people know this, but essentially somebody who's spent, say, 5 years in prison, 10 years in prison, is given $200 and a bus ride into their county.
Exactly. And they didn't, without any type of reintegration plan or reentry plan, and being that they had been away from their families, many of them have no social contacts or no place to go to once they're released, that there was a constant churning going in and out of the prison system. Out of those 170,000 inmates, about 120,000, there was a revolving door for. And so I clearly over the years saw a real need to improve the way that individuals were returned back into their community. And also, on the very front end of the system, put systems in place to prevent individuals from going to state prison in the first place. Look at developing programs for the prevention. Because the solutions, these individuals are citizens of whatever city and counties that they come from. And so the solutions have to be there in order to, both from a prevention standpoint and a reintegration standpoint. And so working with this population for almost 3 decades, I really saw a need to help develop the transition back, almost a halfway back program. So prior to just releasing him into the community with the $200 and the bus ticket, right, is to develop a program so an individual can work on their education, they can work on employment readiness, they can address any kind of substance abuse issues they have, enroll them now into the Affordable Health Care Act, as well as then develop solutions for housing for them, since so many of them are unemployed and have no housing. And very quickly when they're released, if in fact they do not have some type of program in place, then those are the individuals that very quickly recidivate and commit new crimes.
And that's Wendy Still. She's Chief Adult Probation Officer for San Francisco. I'm Holly Kernan. You're listening to Cross Currents. And we're talking about San Francisco's reentry pod and also more largely about how to successfully reintegrate people who have been through the California's prison system back into our communities. California has a terrible track record in terms of recidivism. I think it was once as high as 77%, as you mentioned, and it's now like 2/3 of people go through this revolving door. How are you tracking the success of your program? How will you know, you know, that you've actually made a dent in those numbers?
Well, we're tracking all the individuals that actually go through the pod. And while most other counties have experienced an increase in their jail population, I'm very pleased to report that we have the jail population during this realignment time has dropped by 25%. Probation has a successful termination rate of 85% of our population in 2013. In 2013, probation in San Francisco also won the American Probation and Parole Association for our progressive leadership. That's the highest award that you can win. But in addition to that, we also have a very high successful completion for these who would have been parolees before. So we know that our numbers are working. The jail is at an all-time low, 25% lower. And this is after the state has released over 1,000 individuals back in the community.
Yeah. That's through realignment.
That you would have seen, we should have seen our numbers increasing, but because of the success rates that we're having, we're able to continue the success with this population, building on that model that we created.
So, Wendy, you worked in California prisons during the prison boom, essentially the era of mass incarceration. It seems, as somebody who's just an observer, it seems like there is a turning of the tide right now, a rethinking that this is not working, both in terms of the money, the actual dollar cost to society, and then the real emotional cost, the real human cost to society. Do you feel that change?
I absolutely do feel it, and the sentiment has changed in the legislature, I think with the citizens. I think the citizens very appropriately are demanding a better return on their investment of the criminal justice dollar. You know, that there have been billions of dollars invested in criminal justice systems all over, that, you know, whether it's the state level or the county level. And if it was a business, you know, the CEOs would have been fired because of just the very poor, the very high recidivism, which is a failure rate. And so I think what across the state and across the country, people are realizing, no matter whether they're sitting working in the criminal justice, whether they're impacted by the justice system, or whether they're the public, is that public safety, you cannot improve and will not improve public safety by simply locking people up. Roughly, it's about $140 a day. And the individuals that you are locking up, for the most part, at least three quarters of them are coming back to the community. So it's more, the shift of focus is, how can we better prepare those individuals to be successful? And if they are successful, then that is going to improve public safety and reduce victimization.